And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 6th of November, 2010. It's the birthday of the novelist Michael Cunningham, born Cincinnati in 1952. Started writing stories for the Paris Review, the Atlantic Monthly, got a novel, Golden States, which did not do very well, and he had to go to work as a waiter. He wrote a chapter for a new novel, sent it off to The New Yorker, which had rejected him many times, and they loved the story. They published it as The White Angel, which turned into his second novel, A Home at the End of the World. But it was his novel, The Hours, in 1999 that launched him to fame. It was a bestseller, won all sorts of awards, and was made into a movie. The story of three women, different times and places, one of whom is Virginia Woolf, all tied together by her novel, Mrs. Dalloway, which was one of Michael Cunningham's favorite books. He said, "When I was 15, I read Mrs. Dalloway because a girl on whom I had a crush threw it at me and said something like, 'Why don't you read this and try to be less stupid?' I did read it, and although I remained pretty much as stupid as I'd been before, it was a revelation to me. I hadn't known until then that you could do such things with language. I'd never seen sentences of such complexity, musicality, density, and beauty." His most recent novel is By Nightfall, published last month, the story of a middle-aged art dealer, Peter, always thinking about beauty. He and his wife, in different ways, both become smitten with her beautiful 23-year-old brother. It's the birthday of the novelist James Jones, Robinson, Illinois, 1921, wrote about World War II in his novels From Here to Eternity and The Thin Red Line. It's the birthday of Harold Ross, born Aspen, Colorado, 1892, who founded The New Yorker magazine in 1925. Wanted a magazine that was funny and entertaining and unpretentious, that had a distinctive look. He wanted it to be filled with cartoons, but at a time when most cartoons were just one-line gags with a picture attached, Ross insisted that his artists draw real things, real situations, people at bars or in offices or at parties or at home with their families. It was he who personally hired E.B. White, James Thurber, Janet Flanner, A.J. Liebling, and Joseph Mitchell. James Thurber later wrote of Harold Ross, "You caught only glimpses of Ross, even if you spent a long evening with him. He was always in mid-flight or on the edge of his chair, alighting or about to take off." His photograph still hangs in the hallway of the offices of The New Yorker, showing his hair slicked down but just starting to stick back up. Here's a poem for today by Robert Frost, entitled Gathering Leaves. Spades take up leaves no better than spoons, and bags full of leaves are light as balloons. I make a great noise of rustling all day, like rabbit and deer running away. But the mountains I raise elude my embrace, flowing over my arms and into my face. I may load and unload again and again till I fill the whole shed, and what have I then? Next to nothing for weight, and since they grew duller from contact with earth, next to nothing for color, next to nothing for use, but a crop is a crop, and who's to say where the harvest shall stop? Gathering Leaves by Robert Frost, from The Poetry of Robert Frost, published by Holt, Reinhardt, and Winston, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at @PoetryFound. And by Reputation Defender, introducing tools designed to help doctors, lawyers, and small business owners protect and improve their online reputations. More about controlling a business's reputation online at ReputationDefender.com. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor, hoping you'll come see A Prairie Home Companion on a movie screen near you Thursday, October 21st, live. Visit us at prairiehome.org for movie theater and ticket info, and we'll see you there.